on maynard.com.au. Hey, you! Okay, you're listening to Maynard's Malay special, Jeff the Shopkeeper edition. Now, we have got credibility here. On our last episode, we left out a lot of facts and we speculated about drugs and people. Well, that's what the show's all about. Complete speculation, not backed up by facts. And in fact, none of our facts have been checked even once. Correct, Jeff?
Correct.
So all those people writing in, sending emails and picketing outside my house, could you lend me 10 bucks?
And also having bad memories from that era as well.
You can't do what we've done and expect to get away scot-free.
Do you know it was pre-Red Bull as well?
That's right. So if you were staying up all night, you know, it was more than Coca-Cola sunshine.
Can I tell my other favourite?
This is what the show is about. Basically, it's about telling stories out of school and playing music from the time. Because even if you weren't there, this will serve as a warning. I don't know what of, but a warning of something.
In the last episode, we touched a little bit on the drug taking of the era.
And that, sadly or correctly, goes hand in hand with this kind of music. Because when you're listening to it, just think of it. Would you like to listen to this music straight at 2 a.m?
Certainly not now. But prescriptions were really big at the time too. You used to be able to go to the chemist and get this thing called Cadivit. You've got a story here about Cadivit, haven't you?
I certainly have. I'd completely forgotten about this. Now, for some reason, you are no longer able to get this. And I'd say probably the gap in the prescription market has probably been filled with Ritalin at this point.
But you still can get it. I ran into someone, a girl used to import it from New Guinea.
Did they get this with a prescription or they got it as a street drug?
Just a street drug. I think it was like a Sudafed, wasn't it?
A pharmacy at the Cross, not very far from Cardoma Cafe at the time. I think George Wayne used to go there, because George Wayne from Triple J, the DJ, he lived there. Yes, the Cadivit story. I'd completely forgotten about that.
They were little pink pills, weren't they?
Yeah, sometimes they were large orange ones. But yeah, it was a prescription drug that was basically a form of speed. And it did have vitamins in it as well, hence the vit. I think it had 1 milligram of vitamin C or something like that. Probably from the American market or the Asian market. It's the kind of drugs the Americans or the Asian would be into. You know, like, oh yeah, it's a prescription drug, but yeah, it's basically pretty speedy.
But the government at the time got onto it and decided to ban it. Spoils.
Yeah, spoils. But that's the thing about the government intervening in your life, you know, that they take all this stuff that, you know, suddenly one day you won't be able to get, you know, free speed at the chemist. What kind of God would allow that, Jeff? We are undressing and digressing here, because that's what this is about. We're going to talk a bit of peace here.
Sabrina Johnson hit the scene back in about 91 with a great song called Peace in the Valley. She wrote it herself. It was a huge single. There was a big bidding war for her to sign to a couple of labels, and I think East West won out. And she had a follow-up song called Friendship, and then she disappeared into obscurity, never to be heard from again.
There are a lot of artists like that that you'll be hearing on this, these little special editions of Maynard's Malays. And one of the things is you might get Sabrina Johnson mixed up with Rosella, because Rosella were both solo single people that had similar sound at about the same time, but of course Rosella had Everybody's Free. Everybody's free.
And I was actually thinking when I was digging through my vinyl and found this, that I actually saw her at some stage in Sydney, but it was Rosella.
You sure you just weren't out of it?
No.
It was really Rosella or Sabrina Johnson or your imagination?
No, it was definitely Rosella. Great song, but there was never ever a radio mix of it. Just the 12-inch, which goes for like 3 days.
Actually, now looking at it, I know that I have the 7-inch single of that at home.
Oh, do you?
Yes. We had 7-inch records then, in 7-inch and 12-inch sizes. Those of you out there keeping score on her singles, that's One With Peace, and None With Friendship. And you might have missed the album that she put out in 1998 called Yum Yum, which people thought wasn't.
No recollection of that album whatsoever. I think it was all over for her. Back in that era, lots of songs got airplay, like radio started to jump on the dance bandwagon. That's when Black Box became very popular. And the 49ers, although who plays them now?
And of for Salt and Pepper Push It was one of the first mainstream dance songs played on radio. But again, it was only played on radio at night. You would not have heard Push It on the radio at breakfast time or during the day, which is why when I was doing breakfast at Triple J at the time, dance music on breakfast was a really new, odd concept.
Yeah, and can I say, Salt and Pepper's follow-up, Do You Really Want Me? Mm-hmm. Big Sydney song, everyone's forgotten about it. It was such a good song, but where is it now? In my collection, I'm the only one who's got it.
And he's also the only guy who's got a copy of the Wee Poppa Girl rappers that I know. Apart from myself. It's like that, yeah. It's like that, so heat it up. It's like that, yeah. It's like that, so heat it up. It's like that, yeah.
Sabrina Johnson, as I said, really, really big. Never got any play on the radio whatsoever.
The 12-inch version did go on a bit. And even on a dance floor at 2 a.m. when you've been out of it there, it was like peace in your valley, peace in your pocket, just peace off after
peace
a while.
Peace in your hole. Wasn't it peace in your hole?
It did go on a bit. It was a real hands-in-the-air anthem for the time.
I believe we're going to hear it now, aren't we?
We're going to pop it on right now. And remember, if there's a song you think we're missing from the period, we don't want to be playing Bon Jovi, okay? By now, you should know that's not what this show's about.
Speaking of drugs, weren't they good when they were $25 a pill? Oh, all I can say, Maynard, it hasn't affected us at all. Well, I've got no holes in the brain.
Of course, if you want to drop us a line, the best way to do that would be to go to maynard.com.au and send us an email there, or send one directly to me. That's easy. maynard@maynard.com.au. Jeff's a well-known public figure currently involved in New South Wales politics, so we can't give you his email address. Any email you pass on to me, I will pass on to him, because let me tell you, there's plenty of his history to be uncovered in here. But let's get a bit of peace in our pocket right now. Sabrina Johnson. on maynard.com.au. Hey, you!